LANYAP, a little something extra, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Jay Curtis. My guest today, David Sorrell. He's the Scout Executive for the Louisiana Purchase Council of the region, correct me with the right region, of Boy Scouts of America.
You got it. We are servicing Northeast and Central Louisiana. We cover 20 parishes here, and geographically, we are the largest council in the state.
And you guys have a terrific kickoff back to school, back to scouting kind of event coming up on September the 10th. Tell us about it.
Yes, we're doing something that's over the top, council coordinated event for school night for scouting. September 10th, we are T-minus 9 days away, but on September 10th at all the local schools, we're going to have them open with volunteers there in place to help get families signed up into scouting. And I say families because we're a family-oriented organization. Folks are coming there to sign their excited boys up into scouting, but it's all about getting the family involved.
So it's a huge undertaking, too, because you're having how many schools open with how many?
Well, we've got 225 schools in our 20 parishes, and we're going to have about 179 of them open on that night, coordinated with about 400 volunteers assisting us. I mean, this thing has been in play for about the last 10 months, trying to get everything coordinated and planned and folks recruited and re-engaged with what we're doing.
So this is really, this is a huge part of your spring and summer, is getting things planned for the fall even.
Man, I'm glad you said that, because that's the one thing I've been stressing with volunteers. How we do on this recruiting effort in 9 days on September 10th at 7 o'clock at all these schools is going to impact what we do with our program for the rest of the year, from summer camp to all our mom and me weekends, our dad and lad weekends. I mean, how we do this night is going to influence the next 12 to 15 months.
So what could somebody expect if they're coming to this? They're new to scouting and just want to come and find out what the deal is, what's going on.
What the deal is we are the single best character education, character-infused, character-building, youth-serving organization in the country. And if parents want to be involved and engaged with ensuring that their boys grow up to be quality, rock-solid leaders, then this is the organization to get them involved. On that night, basically on September 10th, the only thing we're doing is to get them signed up into scouting. And then we will proceed with infusing them and impacting them with all of the exciting program opportunities that we have.
So I think one of the things about scouting, as you mentioned, is that it's a matter of lots of fun things, but what they do is those fun things build character.
You got it. I mean, we camouflage character building and character education in fun and adventure and in things that are over the top for them to participate in, because what they don't realize while they're participating in those things, they're learning citizenship. They're learning ethical decision-making practices. They're learning communication skills. They're getting impacted with leadership skills. And they don't even realize that those things are occurring because, man, they're having fun. And, dude, that's all it's about for them. You think about that age, man. They want to hang out with their buddies, and they want to have a good time, and they want to have a common bond. And those common bonds come from having these common scouting adventures together. And that's what we're trying to make sure happen.
And you've seen, okay, so age group-wise, Cub Scouting starts at?
At first grade.
Okay.
So, you know, as long as they're in first grade or they're 7 years of age, they can come out and join. And Cub Scouting goes through the fifth grade, or age 10, and then at 10 and a half, 11, that's when they transition into the Boy Scouts, which carries them through their 18th birthday.
So can you give me an example of a story or an event that is one of those things, those fun things for the boys that disguises a deeper lesson?
Definitely, especially for our younger boys. One thing I really want to impact with the parents, though, real quick, is just give them some rock-solid statistics. You know, folks may not realize it, but I'm a professional athlete, former professional athlete. I played soccer at every level you can play the game at. And parents are real embedded and engaged here locally with sports. Man, I want to get my son involved in baseball, soccer, football.
Sports is a very big deal here.
And that's fantastic, because I did both. I did scouting and I did soccer at every level you can play the game. You know what I have to show, though, Jay, for my professional career at age 35 now?
What's that?
Multiple ankle surgeries. I've broken every major bone in my body.
Ooh.
But what did I get out of scouting? Skills that I use every single day. Now, what did I get out of soccer? I take Celebrex every day, man. So I'm agile, mobile, and hostile. What did I get out of scouting? I got leadership skills, communication skills, the courage to come in here and sit here with you, man, and talk about scouting. Those are the things that impacted me. How do we do that on every single given day? Man, a great story. Young boys coming out to Camp T.L. James to camp out for the first time. Man, okay. Their eyes are ginormous. There's bugs flying out around there as big as they are. Some of them are scared to death for the first time away from home. You got it, man. But, man, we impact them with huge campfires and songs and a bunch of fun activities and doing stuff that's over the top, great food. And before you know it, they forget about some of those little critter crawler things, and they forget about, man, it's dark and lonely out here. They forget about all those type of things, and they get through it. And they have a great time. They have a common, fun experience with all their buddies. And what happens is school starts after summer's over, and they're going into this new environment. Maybe they're starting school for the first time in a new school, right. and there's going to be new kids there. And, man, I'm scared, man. I don't know what's going on. Oh, my God. And you know what happens in that moment? That's when they think about, well, man, I remember when I went to summer camp this summer, and there was all them critter crawlers out there, and it was going to be dark and lonely. And it was a new place, yeah, and new boys to meet. Man, this is going to be awesome. Think about all the great times and how much fun I had. Man, this is going to be a great school year.
And that can completely change the way they look at the year, the way they look at a new school, the way they look at any new environment.
You got it. Any new environment. And that's the key right there. It's not just about school, but it's when maybe they get involved in a new church youth group or they start playing on a new sports team. They got that experience that gives them the courage to move forward. And that's what, at the end of the day, the Boy Scouts of America is about, is instilling in these character-based traits so that they can make sound ethical decisions throughout their lifetime.
So coming up September the 10th to Thursday night next week, what can somebody expect? What can a parent expect if they're coming for the first time? What are they going to see?
Man, they can expect mad chaos. No, I'm kidding. There's going to be we are predicting that we're going to sign up 2,000 brand new families into scouting. And when you do that across 179 schools, on average, man, you got about 10 to 15 people at a school, and 10 to 15 boys coming to sign up equals about 40 people in a room. So there's going to be a whole bunch of excitement and enthusiasm and people bug-eyed looking around going, "Oh my gosh, what are we doing?" That night, you just need to bring a good ink pen or a good pencil that's sharpened. We're going to fill out some applications, get everybody signed up, and give them a whole bunch of information to let them know about the upcoming events that we have. And then we're going to start rocking and rolling with this thing, man, and getting them involved and hiding and camouflaging all these character traits that we're going to pass on to your boys in fun and adventure and scouting.
And I love the concept. You tell that so very well, but the concept of disguising character in a whole bunch of fun.
Exactly. And let me tag this. My marketing director, Sarah Fuller, she nailed it, man. She said, in Scouts, we don't just build campfires. Scouting builds character. And that's what we do every single day.
So website and phone number for more information. Find out if a school, local
school,
is theirs.
They can go to www.louisianapurchasecouncil.org, or they can give us a call at 318-325-4634. And we're looking forward to being able to assist them and get them to a school on September 10th.
School night for scouting next Thursday. I'm talking with David Sorrell. He's the scout executive for the Louisiana Purchase Council of the Boy Scouts of America. And I'm Jay Curtis with Lanyat.
People, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.